Keith Bowers, director of the Small Business Development Center at Florida A&M University, says former Florida State University professor Jim Jiang built his general capacitor firm from a vastly improved electrical storage technology.
He developed this concept, and he's making waves in the Defense Department. He and his team are the recipients of the Startup Business of the Year Award.
Bowers says the out-of-the-box Business of the Year award goes to FAMU freshman Elijah Rutledge. As an artistic young kid, he persuaded his dad to buy him a battered pair of old Nike sneakers from the neighborhood Goodwill store.
Painted them and designed them based on one of his sketches. Went on social media, put the product out there, and it sold within a couple of days. And from that, he was inspired to start a business out of his bedroom in the 10th grade.
Now Rutledge is doing album cover art for Chance the Rapper, amongst other pursuits. This year's Community Champion Award goes to Alsco, the linen and uniform rental company.
They do all the linen and laundry for the Kearney Center at no cost.
As for the final award,
the owner of Jersey Mike's, Mr. Crowell, and his wife, Kimberly, since he opened his first store here in 2010, he's gone on to open 12 other stores throughout the country. He and his wife are the recipients of the Business of the Year Award.
The Small Business Week Awards Luncheon, sponsored by a wide coalition of private and public organizations, takes place at the Turnbull Center starting at 11:30 this morning. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.